This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. A report says Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died of a heart attack while jogging last Friday. That's what sources tell the Racine County Eye. A cause of death had not been officially released as of this morning. Delagrave was 51 years old. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors are leaving rather than run the risk of going to jail.
These questions need to be decided by science, by evidence, by the individual case in front of you. The idea that you can have black and white rules being created by people without the expertise, training, or experiencing the emergencies is really fundamentally dangerous.
Molly Megan is chief legal officer with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. 2 people are dead in Adams County. Police are considering their deaths suspicious and asking for help from the public. On June 27th, the Adams County Sheriff's Office received a call from someone trying to contact Sharon K. Miller, age 62, of Friendship. The caller said she went to the home, but she couldn't find Sharon or her son, Jamie. Police arrived to check the house in Strong's Prairie and found evidence of digging on the property. After obtaining a search warrant, they located the body of Sharon Miller. Initially, they were asking for help to locate the son Jamie Lumbee, age 37, but yesterday Adams County issued a press release stating the body of Jamie was located at the residence. They don't know how Sharon or Jamie died yet, pending autopsy, but both deaths are being investigated as suspicious. If you have had recent contact with Sharon Miller or Jamie Lumbee, please contact the Adams County Sheriff's Office. The bridge is out on County AA in the town of Port Edwards. The heavy rainfall last week undermined the pavement on County AA at Lynn Creek. The Wood County Highway Department has closed the road to all traffic from Grunwald Lane to north of the Lynn Creek Causeway. There's no formal detour, but you can drive around the closure by using County Highways JJ and G and State Highway 173. At this time, they don't know how long the road will be closed. There are still road closed signs up on Wisconsin River Drive at Seneca Road heading into Port Edwards as road construction continues on that stretch. The Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers that these barricades are installed in work zones for the safety of construction crews and the traveling public. The signs imply that you can't get from one end to the other end of a project without coming across construction activities. If you do not have a destination inside the work zone, please follow the detour route. Senator Bernie Sanders visited Stevens Point on Friday. He talked about the debate that took place on Thursday night.
I think the vast majority of the American people were distressed by what they saw. In Donald Trump, they saw a pathological liar who lied and lied and lied. The president was not terribly articulate, to say the least, and he was not focused. He did not defend a very strong record.
On the subject of climate change, Senator Sanders said this about Trump.
When he was asked about climate change, he didn't even say one word. And I'm proud to tell you that under Biden, by the way, we have made more progress in transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel than we have ever done in the history of this country.
Gas prices rose slightly over the last week with a 0.6-cent increase. The average across the state today is $3.27 per gallon. This is over 6 cents lower than a month ago and more than 12 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said the national average has been inching up slightly for 3 straight weeks. However, drivers hitting the road for the July 4th holiday should see comparable prices to last year. He did warn that hurricane season could affect gas prices later this summer. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.16 to $3.19 per gallon. Today is the monthly vet breakfast at Grace's Restaurant in Wisconsin Rapids. It begins at 9 a.m. It's also Nonprofit Monday at White Sands Mini Golf. $1 from every game purchased will go to help RVFW Post 2534. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, asked if starter Kyle Hendricks looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Turang in the 4th.
Yeah, it was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA, Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brooke Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The ladies of The View are always outspoken, to say the least, especially one in particular. Joy Behar recently said she still plans to get it on with a woman. When asked by fellow hosts Sandra Bernhard and Judy Gold if she's ever been with a woman, the 81-year-old Behar says no, but someday I will be. Behar clarified that she would do it when she was in her 90s. Sexy. It wouldn't be totally unheard of for Behar to take a walk on the wild side late in life. She met her current husband, Steve Janowitz, at a semi-nudist colony in 1982. Behar says Janowitz was naked. She was not, adding that for her to be naked in front of a man, she has to be in his will. The couple dated for 30 years before tying the knot in 2011. When asked why their courtship lasted so long, Behar said they wanted to wait until both sets of parents were dead so there'd be no in-laws. Behar was married to her previous husband, Joe, for 19 years, who I'm guessing she met playing Spin the Bottle. The band Tenacious D is prepared to hit the road before this year's election. Band members Jack Black and Kyle Gass have announced a 5-show tour between October 21st and 26th, hoping to rock D vote. It's no coincidence that all 5 stops are in swing states, as they will hit schools in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and here in Wisconsin on October 23rd at the Sylvie in Madison. Tickets go on sale June 28th. Do you find it hard keeping up with streamable content? Most people do, and that's why Variety's critics have released a list of 2024's best TV shows so far. Shows that are not to be missed include Netflix's Baby Reindeer and John Mulaney's Everyone Is in L.A., Apple TV's Presumed Innocent, Prime Video's Fallout, Max shows Hacks and Tokyo Vice, AMC's Interview with a Vampire, and Shogun from FX. Everybody Hates Chris, Chris Rock's show that ran from 2005 to 2009, is getting an animated reboot. Everybody Still Hates Chris will also be loosely based on Rock's early days growing up in New York City. Several of the stars of the live-action version will return to provide voices for the reboot, including Rock as the show's narrator, and Terry Crews and Tashina Arnold as Rock's parents. Everybody Still Hates Chris will premiere on Comedy Central and stream on Paramount Plus in late 2024. An exact release date has not yet been announced. A new Lanterns series based on DC Comics characters will be produced by HBO and Warner Brothers. The show will feature new recruit Jon Stewart and pair him with Lantern legend Hal Jordan. They'll play intergalactic cops investigating a murder in America's heartland. The first season will be 8 episodes. The 2 lead roles have not yet been cast, and there is no set date for release. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some rain and thunderstorms on the way late tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night, and there could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Today, pretty nice day, partly cloudy, 75. Rain and thunderstorms start late tonight through tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.